Oh, Congo Jones?
It's 8-0.
Ryan would be like, come to my party, be like, leave your brims at the door. You gotta take your brim of your hat. You got scissors. Like, what do you expect me to do?
She looks like Grimace had a baby with fucking Jabba the Hutt.
Ayo.
How's it going? It's episode 159 of Out the Wazoo. I am your main co-host, Jake. Next to me is the secondary co-host, Alex, a.k.a. Bobby Buncheeks. And on the far right of your screen, we have the new third guy, Ryan, a.k.a. Shatsu, a.k.a. Big Bang Baketta. It's Out the Wazoo, episode 159. Make sure to go back and watch episode 158. We just reviewed Post Malone's 12 Karat Toothache. Ryan, tell them where they can find us.
You can find us on Instagram at Wazoo Podcast. Go ahead, check us out on our video podcast at YouTube. Just type in Out the Wazoo. You can also check us out on anchor.fm/Wazoo Podcast. And you know your baby's on TikTok. And you know your baby's on Reddit too. r/Out the Wazoo. I don't know the TikTok handle.
We're everywhere. Just search just out search the Wazoo or Wazoo just Podcast. Wherever you're looking for us, you can find us.
When you see just that one handsome motherfucker with all the hair on his head, then you know you're looking at me.
Right, you hiccuped when you said hair,
though,
right?
That's when you know. That's when you know you're in the right spot, right?
Right, but what kind of grown man hiccups,
when you see
right?
two grimace-looking motherfuckers, and then you see that one handsome guy. God damn.
Did you see? Actually, we're going to get to it, but on the XXL Freshman, one of the guys had hiccups during his freestyle.
That's embarrassing.
Babyface Ray had hiccups.
Did he own it?
No, he kept it in.
Wow.
Dude, rapping and then going, it's also super awesome.
Is that a hiccup, though?
He did it like 9 times in a row. Oh. We can watch it. Honestly, we can pull it up. We got a lot to talk about today.
Dude,
so
we got so much to talk about.
Our album this week is going to be, it just dropped, right? Today's July 9th. Yesterday was July
8th.
Right, good math. Yesterday, West Side Gun dropped, Peace Fly God. That's our album for today. You know the boys stay fucking with West Side Gun.
Unfortunately.
You know I keep Griselda
hater,
invitation.
Hater, dude.
It's so
hater.
Bad.
No, it isn't, dude. Oh, my God. Dude,
I got the Gucci socks in the studio.
Dude, you really think it was Buns? Is it West Side Buns or is it West Side Guns?
Maybe after the break we'll know.
I guess we will know after the break.
Stay tuned.
But hot new album from West Side Gun, Stove God Cooks, and his new boy, Estee.
Jimmy's cooking too.
Estee Knack, who I've never heard of before. But we'll get into that after our break. First and foremost, let's get into the XXL Freshman Ciphers.
Hold on. Who the fuck is Conductor Williams?
If you don't know that sample, Conductor.
No.
Conductor, we have a problem.
Conductor, we have a problem.
Dude, any Mock Homie album, any West Side Gun, not any West Side Gun album, but like Boldy James, any of those guys that use a guy named Conductor Williams, and his tag is Conductor.
Okay.
You're going to hear it. Conductor Williams is a producer on the album Peace Fly God.
Sloppy Steaks.
But here we are, right? We're on YouTube. Now, let's get into some shit.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the XXL Freshman Ciphers. Have you guys been paying attention to this or no?
Yes. Babytron. We listened to all these guys like a couple weeks ago on episode 158.
Yeah.
When we were discussing like small clips of them. We listened to Doechii. We listened to
Saucy Santana.
The
Bootylicious.
Can I do a side note on Saucy Santana?
Yeah.
Saucy Santana is a guy?
Okay, this is the one I was going to bring up.
I don't actually know.
I was going to say he's a transgender, right?
So she's a transgender. She identifies as a woman, but I read that she's a trans, what was it called, where like a guy would just dress real fly?
Trans Am?
That's an airplane.
Transvestite?
No, that's a really derogatory
metro.
Term.
Metro.
Metrosexual.
Metrosexual.
Trans Am, like a train.
So
dude,
confused.
Trans Am. Metrosexual. 06. Yeah, she rides trains, dude. Oh, she identifies as a train.
No, I think a Trans Am is a car.
She just transforms into a 1984 Thunderbird.
Amtrak. Call her SEPTA. Dude, Saucy SEPTA, get it out of here.
Fuck, that's nasty.
Her name. So the whole time we were listening to him, her, and I apologize. I don't know if she identifies as a or he. This is very confusing. Go ahead, please look that up for us, Bobby. I need to know the correct terminology here because Out the Wazoo is accepting of all creeds, genders, and
objects,
religions.
And vegetables.
But I didn't know. I didn't know that, first of all, she's 7'4", like huge.
Jesus Christ.
She's not really that tall, but she's built like an NFL linebacker. And she's also got a beard. So this is like very, we're getting to such weird.
But like when you're listening to her, we thought she was a woman. She is
100%.
Right?
Well, actually, just if you do me a favor, if you can't find it, just type in her pronouns.
I just did.
Okay. Let's do pronouns, right? Because
he, him.
It's he, him. Okay. There you go. So that's according to who, though?
Google.
Google told us it's he, him. So it's not on us anymore.
Right.
It's on them.
Google. It's on Google.
Hey, if you wanted to be Blee Bloom, we would still support you.
If you wanted to be Wazoo and Waze, you could be whatever you want to be. But let's listen to some of these XXL freshman ciphers.
Yeah.
Shall we?
Yes.
Now, who should we start with? Should we start with Babyface Hiccups?
Santana.
Let's start with Saucy.
Okay, let me share the screen here, and then we'll do a little bit of Saucy Santana. Oh, that's the ABCs. We don't want that.
Sorry, slobbing you through the screen.
Oh, I'm fucking up, guys.
Sloppy Santana?
Sloppy Santana. Sloppy Santana.
Some straight up dome through
the
screen.
I went for rags to riches. Some friends done changed up. Congrats to this.
7'4".
I got my hanger blockers on. It's tunnel vision. If you can't beat them, join them. Better make your decision. Let me clear this air. I can't see through the smoke. Fame and me a savage. Let me show you cutthroat. A crowd full of whispers. A page full of comments. But it don't faze me. It ain't making no commas. I put a D in dividends. Not the D in drama. But if we gotta take it there, trust is gonna be trauma. Traumatizing for you. You think you know my story, but you ain't got a clue.
That's all I need.
So
I put the D in dividends.
Is this rap news to her? Because it's snooze to me. Next, please.
I think that was not bad, though.
It really
for
wasn't.
Being for being a transgender?
Not a transgender.
Is that your face?
If you closed your eyes, it sounded like a chick.
Yeah.
Like very high-pitched voice, but also had a beard.
I mean, never mind.
Go ahead.
No, I'm good.
No, say it.
I think
it was that wasn't bad.
It was saucy.
Was she the one who said
he?
Or was he the one who said I shop all day like I'm at Macy's? Or was that Doechii?
That was Doechii.
Okay.
Get it right, cuz.
Saucy Santana was Material Girl.
Oh yeah.
Material Girl.
Now, the song is called Material Girl.
Oh, it's like booty 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 booty. That's that one, right?
I think so.
Booty booty booty.
Alex is the one who told me about it.
Yeah. She does Material Girl and that Bootylicious.
That's what it is. Bootylicious. We didn't listen.
It's the Crazy in Love cover sample from Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Yeah, okay. On episode 158, we didn't listen to Material Girl. We listened to Bootylicious.
That's right.
Because that's a song that was like booty, 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 booty.
If your name is Saucy Santana, you have that kind of a voice, but also a chin strap.
Yeah, but her chin is strapped up. I mean, she had a fucking line.
Let's see if we can find. Let's do KC next. How about KC next?
KC's cool. He's done a lot of production on Donda too.
KC switched it up here.
I just began ain't calling this a run. Tell me how it feels to finally reach the sun.
Yes.
Let's keep doing that.
My happiness will only last a month. Who else I gotta tell that I'm the one? Won't mesh in things that cannot be undone. Can't mesh with things that do not bring me funds. Confessions I can't do it, rather run.
You could hear a beat to it.
Yeah, force. Mm-hmm. The Most High God met me and my lowest. What's fact?
So did this class not do anything with like a DJ?
Who's next? We are saying the best. Tell me for how quick long.
They
I think this was more or less like their portfolio to like send out maybe. Mm. Like they said they like show us what you got type thing.
Yeah, they start with their freestyle.
Yeah.
And that's when they stand there. And it used to be like pretty good. Like they didn't have like some, it wasn't so silent. Like in the freestyles, you can hear
that's
all the
deafening
silence.
Silent in that.
But he changed it up because he put a fucking church choir
yeah.
in the booth with him. But everybody else has to do it like...
Did you just assume they're religious? How dare you?
No, I just said church, dude. Mm. What do you think? It was a fucking Muslim temple
Whoa.
Choir? It could be.
And I don't give a rat's ass.
Hey, I'm not in this conversation.
I'm just saying, like, everybody else has to do it dead silent. And that's why when you, like, Nardo Wick, when he does hit... Let's just listen to Nardo Wick.
Thick.
I'm not even going to fucking pull up the video. We're just going to listen how fucking awkward it gets.
Nardo Blick.
Listen to those.
I might need some bigger jeans, man, to keep
okay,
poking
yeah,
out my
jeans. You can hear it go.
You hear like everything.
Just,
dude.
Wow.
Bulls just rumbling through a treasure chest.
Wait, restart
silence.
This? Hold on. We
that's
re-
his chains
you can
on his
hear
neck.
His lips smack.
Oh, my fucking computer's froze. Here we go.
And cut.
Perform at Chinese restaurants, pulling every short chopsticks. If I said I hate real niggas, I'd be a hypocrite. Oh, none of us got diarrhea, but my niggas always taking shit.
Yeah, we're not on the screen anymore, dude.
Oh, shit.
Huh? What?
Or thing went away in the top corner.
I know, I took it down. We're still recording. I just wasn't going to show the video because it makes the computer perform better. But that's it makes it perform better than Nardo Wick in the XXL Freshman Freestyle, right? That was not.
Yeah,
that doesn't sound
we've
good.
We've heard better from him.
Well, not really. Like it's just because they put a beat behind him. Like, who wants to smoke with me? Like, he still sounds like he's got braces.
Yeah.
Who wants to smoke with me? You know,
and,
like he
and
put
his chain just sounds fake. It sounds
that's how they
like,
sound. They all
dude,
sound.
It sounds like he just bought that meat. From Chuck E. Cheese.
A real chain. What does a real chain sound like?
It sounds like this, dude. It sounds like this. That's okay. what that fucking
that
sounded.
Sounded more
that
like.
That sounded like someone was fucking slobbing on a knob right there.
Hey, don't knock the sound. It's real, baby.
Let's watch Babyface Ray have hiccups. Can we find that one? Do you guys see it? I can't read. Babyface Ray. Oh, it'd be up here. Right here.
Don't do that. Into the mic, you know?
My bad.
Just another day in the hood. Squad 26 is so they rug. Fuck the small talk, bust a jug. Teardrops tatted on my thug. Fuck what you heard, even gangsters need love. My youngin' caught a case, he been in there since the ninth grade.
He looks like a Jawa.
Scholarship because he tried to run the dice game.
That.
When I let God lead the way, that's when my life changed.
The hood
when
is
you
like
a trip
fucked
to
up.
And get him,
it looks like he's about to sell me C-3PO.
Yeah, in the flesh really him. Pay attention to the details of Celine on my Timbs. Until I get my left right, I ain't leaving out the gym. Papered up, I'm too deep. I think I need some milk. Bought it like milk. I'm Silk Masterpiece. Masterpiece costs a half a hundred. Actually, if I feel as it's a soft press, then it's a casually. If I'm speaking factually, you know I text niggas, it ain't no text me.
They
I had
kept
to tell
that
you
in,
to slow down, quit running.
It keeps going.
You know your man's to get smoked down. He like a pack to me. How I feel that you the goat? Nah, that's what they asking me.
He needs to reset his diaphragm.
Went to scoop up some.
That's what he needs to do.
Teach us.
My man needs to take a spoonful of sugar.
No, that don't
he needs
work.
He get scared.
He need no, no.
What if Nardo Wick was behind like, boo! So you're crying.
And he goes, did it work? And he's like,
dude,
did
what
you
if,
rap about killing somebody and having hiccups?
Now, this is a stretch, right? But what if he had a hot dog in his sleeve and he was just really hungry? And he ate too fast. He's like,
because he skipped lunch, you know?
Brian.
And you can't skip lunch.
Are you eating a hot dog right now? He's got a hot dog in his sleeve. I'm just so tired.
Now,
that, I,
what's
that,
his name? Babyface?
That was Babyface Ray.
Babyface Ray.
He looked like a Jawa from Star Wars.
He sound. He's
he literally
like,
looked like he was going to sell me R2-D2 for a low price.
For a low
that
price.
That hood was so far, he looked like it. I was like, okay. you are going to sell me C-3PO right now, aren't you?
My guy what is, he's cool. He's out of Detroit.
Okay.
That makes him cool.
Apparently.
I think it was okay. I just think, like, why didn't he just want to do another take?
So far, these have all been garbage.
I don't think that you get another take. I think that it's one and done. Now,
well,
R.I.P.
That's pretty bad luck.
R.I.P. Lil' Keed, right? You know Lil' Keed died?
Who?
Yeah, I didn't know who that was.
We saw Lil' Keed in concert.
No, I know. I know.
At the Rocky show. He opened up for Rocky.
Lil' Keed.
I know y'all know this next one. As a before Comethazine. Lil Keed played.
I thought we were just calling Lil Keed as a joke.
That was his name.
No, that was his name.
Well, fuck.
Lil Keed is a real rapper.
Was
a real rapper.
He was like 16.
He was pretty young. I think he was like 19 or 20. He was in the freshman class last year.
And he died?
He died. Yeah. I forget how he died. It might have been an OD or it might have got... He didn't get shot, but I think he OD'd maybe.
That's a shame.
That's pretty fucking sad.
It's very sad. And his freshman freestyle was not well received because he took a verse from one of his songs, the chorus actually. None of it rhymed and he did it over no music and it just fell flat. Like it just didn't sound very good. And it's I don't know, it's interesting to see like the evolution of these things. Like,
so, but let me ask you something. Are they supposed to do it a cappella?
Yes.
Now, why did Casey do it over a fucking choir?
It's a good question. Like, how come somebody can't come in and just have a friend be like,
right?
Or one of those performers in New York just hits the 5 gallon bucket with two.
Why can't they have a 5 gallon Home Depot bucket? How come they can't just have their phone and just play a beat?
Exactly. That's what I. That's
the same.
DJ.
It's because Casey. It's because Casey thinks that he's
different.
I guess different, like, and but
they let him do it.
XXL let him do it. So what's going to happen now? Like, let's see what they let Baby Tron do. Now this is, I wanted to save Baby Tron for last because I actually think this is fire. So it looks like Russ.
We listened to a little bit of the Baby Tron on episode 158.
It looks like Russ.
And it was fire. He made like that 80s like throwback.
I bang on a bitch like Juwan, man. Woke up, shit, damn, man, I got a him. Get the neck
on a spinning
then I got a
chair.
Scram. When I'm rocking off white, no, I ain't got a 10. Unky lit a dog life, he might get a Vic. Little bitch a porn star, give the dick a kiss. When I spot up, the range is limitless. If the convo ain't about no paper, I'ma finish it. Punched everything I'm wearing, bitch, I'm freestyling. Rip Chris, know you watching, so I keep smiling. 2022 been great, got some cheese piling. Helen Keller, if I'm in a room, it's gonna be silent. Pull up in that double R, can. Why you always up in money? Them your man's bands. Mr. Count of Hunnits all night till my hands cramp. Double XL this year. Shout out Scam Fam.
That was dope.
Yeah. He made it short and sweet. I didn't think he was going to go on forever.
Yeah, it didn't sound like he pulled a verse from one of his songs
He
out.
Kept his shit together. And I like how it looks like he's sitting on like a chair. Like an office chair that can just spin.
And it legitimately looked like he sounded just like a freestyle. It didn't sound like he just picked one of his verses like the other guys all sound like.
Everybody does that. Everybody picks like a verse that they've already released a song from.
What if someone put a Pusha T was on there and he was doing his fish fillet? It's like, man, fuck McDonald's.
This
fish is ridiculous.
That's stupid.
I smoke crack and then eat a fish fillet. It's like, what? That didn't rhyme.
God damn, this shit good.
He just got a big old white nose and he's just going like, dude, this shit fucking,
fucking
good.
Fucking hands.
Push now, up, you're not a freshman.
Now, do you think he...
I can't even get it out.
Stop, he did the motion.
He was going to drop it.
Do you think he was a heavy taker of his own product?
Who, Pusha T?
Do you think he was...
No.
Wildly irresponsible, just at certain points in his life where he was already the dealer, but also he was late to giving people the bag because he smoked more than half of it.
Now, if anybody's late to giving somebody the bag, it's you,
definitely
right?
You,
it's
sure.
Fucking you.
You are so fucking heated still. It's wild, bro. You got steam coming off your head.
30 minutes late.
Took a page out of your book.
Wasn't doing anything earlier.
You got no dents.
I don't have any dents.
Your wallet
is
so big. It's crazy.
It's
See, that's
huge.
A term of endearment.
Yes.
I'm respectful.
Yes.
But you're not because you're a piece of shit.
No,
no that was disrespectful.
Listen, I'm not going to be respectful.
Yeah, because your chain is fake, right? Next one.
I'm here.
So Pusha T smoked his own product, right?
Y'all hear this Rocky leak?
I heard about it. I did not see the video.
This Rocky slush.
Rocky slush.
Do you want to watch it?
100%. Yes, it's a Rocky Taylor Swift collab.
Hang on. Let me make sure I can see both of y'all big ass heads.
What if Rocky came out saying he got Taylor Swift pregnant too? He would go down as a goat.
Throat goat.
So this got leaked today
I saw something about it. It was either this morning or last night.
I think it was this. I woke up to this morning, watched it, sent it to him immediately. He said,
"Oh, you sent it to him."
Uh-oh. Yeah, I don't send things to you.
Why?
Well, just because, like, for the most part, you don't deserve.
Well, I guess I'm third guy now, right?
That's what like I introduced you as, right?
Okay.
Send it to Alex because I know Alex fucks heavy with Rocky.
Yeah.
Right? Because you still call him ASAP. And that's why I don't send things to you.
Okay.
That's tough.
This leaked, got immediately ripped from the web. This is like somebody's download that we downloaded.
Yeah.
So this is the fucking exclusive.
So we're pirates.
This is the exclusive.
And you know, today is actually Pirate Day in Delaware.
Shit.
If you go down to the Calamar Nickel
at
Battery Park,
they give you a free
ride. Got all these people dressed up as pirates, and you can get on the boat.
No, you shouldn't, man.
Dude, it was on the news this morning.
We got pirates in Delaware?
Let me get on the boat.
Do we fly flags?
Give me
that. Yeah, they got flags on the boat.
Why is he just quoting? I think you should leave.
Let's watch this video.
Okay, we can watch the video.
Are we going to share the screen?
Yeah, we're doing it. This is Taylor Swift by ASAP Rocky.
Okay, go ahead and share the screen then.
Anything he can get in at last second.
Oh, shit. I thought that was Taylor Swift.
That is right there.
God damn. Ooh.
Had the chai latte in the toilet. For how? Who comes up with this shit?
Him.
Is he executive producer?
100%. This is all his ideas.
The amount of production that goes into this is wild. He did this in Ukraine. This is in Kyiv.
No shit. This is in Kyiv?
Yeah, before the Putin.
Oh.
Look at the car.
The car had two heads on it, bro. What?
Yeah. Like, the visuals is just nuts. That's Ryan.
That's you.
That was the same guy.
Bro, like, his feet, dude.
I like the song, too, though, right?
Yeah, it slaps.
I think I read this is off of his new album, too.
Oh, this is a full leak, then. Okay.
The whole thing,
it wasn't just a snippet.
Wow.
That's what we call
Alex
Ryan.
Is really the type of dude to say snippet.
We probably can't play the audio too much on the thing, so. Because even if it's a leak, it was getting taken down everywhere.
That dude's driving a bathtub.
But it goes on. The rest of the video is so wild. That's Rocky. It's not that dude. Again, this is why I sent things to Alex.
So listen, anyway.
All those glasses you came and see. That's crazy.
All those glasses.
They filmed in Kyiv before the invasion?
Before Putin dropped that motherfucking beat.
So why Kyiv?
That hiccup fly. Don't be scared.
I think he did
Kyiv. That time I actually did burp.
You just start throwing up.
Rocky has like an affinity toward like Eastern Europe. Yeah. For some reason, like he does Russia and like he does these weird, like I feel like he likes that style of architecture.
Right.
And you burped again though, right? And I smell it still. And it's the same signature.
I just said.
So it means you burped, bro.
I just said I burped.
When you first walked through, first thing he did when he walked in this room, he fucking burped. And I said, you burped. He said, I didn't burp.
No, when I walked in the room.
No, it's okay.
No, when I walked in the room.
It's fine.
When I walked in the room, I farted, right? I did it before I walked through the door frame.
Dude, you're so in denial.
And then.
You're a crocodile.
And then and then the first two times you accused me of burping, I did not burp.
It was the same smell, bro. I got the sniffer on me, dude.
Bro, that was the first time.
I keep that thing on me.
That was the first time I burped.
That's not, dude. And I'm getting my patience is wearing thin, bro.
You think he can smell colors, bro. You really think he didn't smell your burp?
Bro, this thing can smell categories, bro.
Every time he gets stressed out, he loses another hair on his chinny chin chin.
Crazy. Admit you burped.
I grow one. I just said I burped. The most recent time.
Bro. Let's move on.
Okay.
New section on the Out the Wazoo podcast. New segment on the Out the Wazoo podcast. We're going to start reviewing trash and good. Actually, we'll rate them, but we're going to start reviewing social media, freestyles, production, kind of whatever pops up on TikTok, Instagram, whatever we can curate and put together in a playlist. We're going to start listening to it.
I don't really see too many trash freestyles though on Instagram. It's always shit that's going like stupid bonkers.
I don't think you're looking deep enough.
You're right.
Because if you're looking for just the good stuff, relax. I see. Relax. That wasn't a slam. It was just guidance.
On your ass.
It was just guidance. This is what I'm saying is I want to find the jewels in the bottom of the floorboards.
Right. You don't want diamonds.
I don't want diamonds.
You want copper.
Rocks in the sock.
I want plastic dollar store diamonds.
You want iodized copper.
I want plastic meatballs. That's what I want. They don't stink and they don't look like little balls of shit, you know?
So on this shit. So heavy. Should we start?
Yes.
All right. So we got like a few of these here. Let's pop up a couple of these and let's review them. I'm not even going to play the video. I'm just going to play the audio.
That's all we need.
But we can watch it.
Oh, I don't know. Homie got popped. I used to want to be a drug dealer until I seen they always getting caught. I used to want to be a pimp too.
I seen
Eric Jamal.
I felt love.
But this guy's not trash. This guy's fucking phenomenal.
I start running from who I was.
Like, damn, I don't know who I am. Not too many role models in my fam. Uncle Sam.
That's Old Dirty Bastard inspired.
On my knees praying to God like, amen. I don't want to have to go put a gun in hand and do the running man for robbing for finance. Go blam, blam, another young man dead. Don't understand how we allow this to happen. Another boy killed over beef, we like lamb. Slaughtered by police and people with my skin. In Philadelphia, everyone jersey is Cunningham. At 12, you understand 21 is your life's fancy. Bygones can't be bygones, they just go bygones. I try to teach them how to excel. They think you micro, they only see as far as they windows. I think they eyes closed, they rather go by Jordans. I wanted to be like Michael, you see.
I used to want to be a ball player, but I really never
had a shot.
Pause that real quick.
How do you know that?
Because I've seen this like weeks ago.
That one bar he just said.
I've seen this weeks ago.
Everybody wears a Cunningham. He's talking about everybody with 12.
What's a Cunningham? Because he said something about Philly wear jerseys like Cunningham.
Cunningham was an Eagles player.
Okay.
And his jersey number was 12. And he just put like the two and two together with like the police and
he said everybody in Philly wears the jersey Cunningham.
Ooh.
12.
I believe his number was 12.
He said bygones can't be bygones. They just go buy guns.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
That is.
Is this guy from Philly? Also, who is this?
Eric Jamal.
Eric Jamal. What's the account here? Styles,
yeah,
Music Records on TikTok.
This
12.
This
Cunningham was 12.
Specific, yeah, like right when he says, "I used to want to be a ball player, but I never had a shot."
Mm-hmm.
This is the part of the clip that I've seen, and then he goes stupid after this part.
He's like, Should I keep playing?
Yes, he does. You want to keep playing, but. This video is like kind of, I'm not going to say it's old because it's still good,
right.
But I'm saying like,
we got to start somewhere, baby.
Maybe like, I don't know. Maybe like 2 or 3 weeks ago.
He does
this.
A freestyle with the Never also on the same one.
Oh, I saw that one when the beat goes crazy. Mm-hmm.
Dude, this guy is crazy.
Okay.
Let's play.
I used to want to work in law enforcement, but I only knew a dirty cops. I didn't want to be a rapper. Shit. I just did it just because. As soon as I had put the pen down, that's when I found out who I was.
I am the lyrical messiah, the one that can breathe fire, the rapper that will inspire for rappers to go retire, exposing you true liars, the goats they shall admire, the squire that steady kings and built his empire, the one who stumped giants, my purpose was always higher, to thrive and transpire, the one who will unite us to stand up, rich or pie, cause nigga this is rap. Real hip hop, yes, history will relapse. A brother not your brother, for brother ain't got your back. God really put us together, that's a fact. They gonna try to break us apart, but we too attached. Look how he glued goes together, get rid of these silly yaks.
Damn.
I used to want to be a gangster.
That's who? What's his name?
Eric Jamal.
Eric Jamal.
He's very good, and I've never heard of him before this clip.
I'm gonna give that
which is crazy.
A wazoo out of wazoo. That was pretty fire.
Play that ski mask one.
Now I think I've heard this.
This was on his Aiden Ross interview on YouTube, but it was just so fucking good.
7 seconds and getting rid of my account.
This is his Matrix thing, but he does it to an edit, which is fucking pretty dope.
Oh my god, the filter.
He gon' need a first aid kit, ain't doing the waiting. This ass whooping the street just like the Masons. Trying with an M, attack on Titan. A beast in the area, there's something like liking. To your bitch, I'm taking a liking. My thing is a cup of Joe, not talking about biting.
Oh,
I'm striking like lightning. My watch on Benton. Pop it like vitamins with the number beside me. And then it's for the economy, cause the testing the probably set up here with the paper and set up the world dummy and said, okay, wipe your nose. We go, we follow, we go. I'm an animal, silo.
This flow is unmatched.
I've seen this before too, like a long time ago.
Well, okay. What are you, like the fucking Timeless Police or something?
No, what I'm saying is I thought you just told him like the other day to find
clips. Well, these are just ones that he was able to find on short notice.
Oh, okay.
And now you should know about short notice.
Yes, I do.
Because you're not tall.
Yeah. Slam.
Now, I found a couple,
that's
too.
That's fucking Denny's.
Okay. I have a couple, too. Now, these aren't like well-known guys.
Right.
But I wanted us to listen to
them
just so
we know. Why are the ones I sent you not getting to you? Are they like stuck on...
I don't know, but here we're going to listen to what I do have. How about that? Here we go. Here's one that I curated, okay?
Oh, it's in your message.
Like a good time. That's a good time to me. He hop on my meeting. He start riding.
Yeah, this guy's
funny. Daddy, don't stop it. Look how he drop it. Just like a pilot, I'm all in his cockpit. I lick the cock tip. I let the cock drip.
You really want to catch fucking 350 pounds?
What'd you think?
Pretty good, you know? I let him perform at my party.
I'm in his cockpit. He licked the cock tip.
I let my cock drip.
It's fire. That's bars.
It's fire.
It's bars.
It's fire.
Do you think Tupac could have came up with that?
I don't think.
Because I don't.
Because I saw a documentary where Biggie Smalls had something like that written down.
No, he didn't.
No, he
then he got shot.
They found his joke book.
Yeah, they found his joke book.
His choke book.
They found his bars book. His Mars bars.
Oh, you fucker, man. You
they found his Mars bars in his pocket when he died. And it said, he licked the cocktip. I'm on the cockpit. How about this one?
I got another one. Milky Way.
Here's another one. This chick, I think, does production, and then a guy will rap over the production.
We're radical. Back to the rap for sabbatical. I don't go dumb fucker. I go mathematical. I don't let anyone remain in longitude. I hit the mic and I make them go lateral. Malleable. I went from bars to equations. Don't come for my valuables. Don't come for me, player. That's your mother's job. Don't come for me either. I come with a mob. I'm really everything you say that you are. You keep on gabbing and don't get you far. I keep a lab in a 3-bedroom, and that's just to facilitate all my bars. Switch up the flow, cause I gotta. I can't be boring for y'all. Yeah, I heard some of your music. The best I could do is be snoring for y'all. You do wanna vibe, they know who to call. I don't only vibe, I know how to ball. Give me a ring if you wanna fall. I don't got the looks, but I do got the gall.
That chick went dumb with the beat, though.
She dumb did.
She went lollipops for the beat,
check
dude.
Your messages. Check your messages real quick.
Mine?
I think the one I just sent you went all the way through. Finally.
Oh, my God.
It did. This is that kid.
The bird-looking kid.
The bird-looking kid. Dude, his name is Widescreen Nose.
He sounds just like a little baby.
That's fire. That's
hang
a
on,
fire
let me, if I hard it here. And then it should show up here.
Press the refresh.
Should show up. Go ahead and follow us on TikTok at Wazoo Podcast.
Check us out.
Your source for all of the podcast jones. Here
yes,
we go.
Yes, yes.
This is my song for the first time. You get their reaction.
Dude, what the fuck?
Listen.
Whenever I see you, know that we turn up. I run with the boss, she ain't caught with a burner. Cut in my crib, but you know I return it. If they catch you lacking in my
dick, yes,
sir. I'm coming here with a little one. I'm rocking with bosses, you know we need man. But talking crazy, you know that we drilling. If you shoot boxes, you know how we drilling. Pull up with a beam in the SRT. All right,
boss, you can't give him too much. That's five, bro.
That's little man Jay.
He went on a live.
He sounds like he was just rapping over.
Well,
a little
don't
baby.
Interrupt him though, right?
He went on a live on TikTok like a week ago and did a whole 2-hour rap session of just the shit he has written down. And I was like, I thought he was just lipping over like shit that Lil Baby created.
No.
And when he was on the live, he was even was like turning his
that's
music.
That's what that sounded like.
He was even turning his music off and just rapping like a cappella. And yeah. I was like, he sounds just like Lil Baby. And he's fucking really talented too. And he makes
his
beats.
Can we play it again?
He makes his beats as well. Like.
So two things. One, Lil Man Jay's been on TikTok for a long time. He started like doing nothing. Like
that's
he was
where
doing,
I found Token at too on TikTok.
You found Token on TikTok.
He did a rap with he did a freestyle with Tech N9ne.
You found Token on TikTok doing a freestyle with Tech N9ne.
Yeah.
And God damn, that's a lot of tease, baby.
I'm teed up. He started doing duets with it, and that's how I found him. I was like, who the fuck is this? And then we sent that album in the group chat. I'm like, holy shit.
So Little Man Jay goes live on TikTok, like you said. He does He just does like he does freestyles. Like he'll play a beat in the background and then write a bunch of bars. And then I watched this guy on YouTube who's a producer, and he does these videos about producing for random rappers. And he goes, "I found this random rapper on TikTok who sounds like Lil Baby. I'm gonna make him a beat." So he makes him a beat, sends it to him. Then that Lil Man J sends the bars back. Then the producer turned it into like a real well produced song. That's what that is. That song was made by the producer on YouTube. And
under his lyrics, yeah.
And then they released it. I guess it's called Cap Freestyle.
That's dope.
So Ryan, this guy, this is his voice. This isn't Lil Baby.
It sounded like Lil Baby. It sounded like Lil Baby made that song.
That's why I was so confused when I first saw him. Like, is he getting clout off of copying somebody right now?
He can't. I mean, that's just his voice.
This is what he sounds like.
Yeah, it's wild.
Run up the city, you know how we turn up. I run with the boss, she ain't caught with a burner. Come to my crib, but you know I return her. If they catch you lacking, that might be a burner.
That's what he sounds like.
It's, but it, so if that's the case, then is he playing the song that he recorded through the through the car and also rapping it?
Yes.
Okay, that's
it's
what's
playing
confusing.
On the car audio, and he's playing it for his friends.
Because you can clearly hear him talking, but also listening to the audio coming from the car.
Play the little, the Bordet one.
His name's Bordet.
I'm the perfect nigga. I was 14.
Oh, the Super Gremlins.
With the perkies, nigga. I was feeding homie. So I'm grateful. That shit hurt me, nigga. Now I'm coming back to take the game. What a purpose, nigga. I can feel you niggas panicking. Heart cold like a mannequin. Got the game in a choke cold like a panicking. Darth Vader. Heartbreaker. Real nigga. They faker. Where the Belichick, I'm a playmaker. I'm a money getting ass lord nigga. If you disagree, then they hate us. It's like, how do I come from the trick? Is the Wang of Vinci. I promise my nigga is nothing. Having the people resent me to count Blue Benji. Should up us to end the discussion. I was just talking to Kodak. He told me I'm goaded. My nigga, I can't tell a lie. Yeah. My life's a Kodak moment. Fuck up my opponent. I promise it's all televised. Same nigga from the Friday. Same.
That's Kodak's Super Gremlin beat, isn't it? Super Gremlin.
You know what I don't like?
Tell me, Ryan. You hating ass motherfucker.
No, he's really good, but I hate how people are just tossing around the word like they're goaded.
Where
but
did you see that?
He said it. He said Kodak,
he
told,
said
me
Kodak told me
I'm goated.
Kodak told me I'm goated. I would never tell a lie. Ooh. First off, don't ever take advice from Kodak, right?
Kodak's on Kendrick's album. You on Kendrick's album?
He fucks a bitch into the stadium box and puts it on Instagram.
Hey, dude, he's got bands.
What, yeah, but like, but okay, but
what are we talking about?
Okay,
here,
okay,
huh?
Okay. Listen,
you work
in a fucking
hospital.
Let me backtrack.
Fucking relax, dude. You better chill.
Hey, put the guns down.
You better put them down.
All right, put them down.
Keep them down.
Hey, dude.
We're having a discussion here.
Hold on.
Put them down, everybody.
All I'm trying to say, okay, is that all these rappers are coming out saying they're goated. It's like dulling, you know, if you say something too many times, like how we always do, it just gets old and then the meaning is no longer there. You know what I mean?
Do you think,
don't push your fucking glasses up right before you say something, you piece of
shit. I'm not going to do it. I didn't do it on purpose, dude. I didn't do that on purpose, but let me say what I'm going to say, okay?
Okay.
And he licked his lips.
Dude, okay.
What?
Okay, go. Say what you want to say.
Let me say what I'm going to say.
Okay, say what you want to say.
Can I?
Yeah. This dude in the anime.
If he could make his glasses
like, you know, fucking reflect back and forth like an anime, he'd do that.
Okay, I'm gonna really say what I want to say this time.
Okay,
can I?
I'm just saying you would thrive in the metaverse.
I'm not interrupting
you. That's all I'm saying.
It's true. He's not. It's only you at this point. Let me say what I'm gonna say.
You would.
I have a point to make.
You would thrive in the metaverse. Just okay. Go.
If an athlete were to say that they're a goat.
Uh huh.
Don't you need to have that mentality to be the GOAT?
I think you need the stats.
You think it's about stats?
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, you need backup for that.
When you start calling yourself something, there's a difference between that and thinking it, right? You can have the good mentality to think, yes, I'm the best, I'm going to play my best.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But if you go out and say you're the GOAT, that's no bueno. You need other people to say you are the GOAT in order to be recognized as a GOAT.
What about Lil Baby says he's the baby GOAT? Is that okay?
No.
Well, what's okay? Who can say they're the GOAT?
No, I mean...
No, I don't think any... My point is, off of yours, you know, I think that if you're going to be known as something great, other people need to agree and recognize that that person's great rather than you just calling yourself great.
So I agree with you here. Nobody can call themselves the GOAT.
Correct.
Somebody, the people have to tell you you're the GOAT.
Correct.
It's that easy.
That's it. Like the Island Boys, they fucking said they're goated. No, you're not. You're broke. And you shaved your head.
They're bloated.
Or throated, depending on how you want to take it.
I bet they've been throated since they dropped Island Boys.
Right.
I bet they've been slaying, dude.
Dude, they have not, bro. They have not
been slaying. The one guy's been beating his girlfriend.
For sure.
Dude, they look like they have fleas, bro. They have fleas.
He fucking looked like he had fleas, like a homeless guy.
I'm telling you, he shaved his head.
Good.
Yeah, oh, I think they both
shaved
their
head. Donated them dumb fucking haircut to Locks of Love, dude. And some fucking cancer kid's wearing that.
And they
right
sent
now.
It back.
But he's wearing them wrong. Some kid with leukemia he's wearing them wearing like them. Laterally to make it look like a comb over. Now that would be goated.
Little Billy, we have a very good surprise for you.
The Island Boy. It says we opened up the package.
The kids like pull the plug on me. Sorry. God. That was bad. I take that back, right? So I didn't say it. Okay. Should we take a break?
Sure. Let's take a break because I need to burp again.
We gotta get into our album.
Time for the fucking video, right?
All
right,
let's get into it.
Okay, West Side Gun. Album's called Peace Fly God. By West Side Gun, featuring Stove God Cooks.
That's what he calls himself, Fly God.
And Estee Knack.
Fly God.
But the album title is Peace, Fly God. Flies in, what are these called?
Parentheses.
Quotations.
You never heard someone so confidently be wrong in my life. Parentheses.
Whatever.
I think they're called
quotations.
Quotations. I was going to say apostrophes. It's quotations, so. Why would Fly be in quotations for Fly God? Maybe is he saying he's not Fly?
Maybe he's giving himself the alias of being Fly.
He does. So that's what he says is like his other alias is Fly God.
Whoa.
I don't know why he did it.
Still talking.
Just Fly.
That's crazy. So anyway, maybe Peace Fly God. He's talking to himself in the third person. So it's not someone calling him Fly. He's saying it to himself.
Now, does peace mean like peace, like world peace, or peace like peace? Like I'm leaving.
Yeah, I'm out.
So maybe he's leaving his alter ego of Fly God behind?
Yeah.
Peace, Fly God.
I'm stumped.
But God isn't.
I love it.
God is not in parentheses, so to speak.
Correct.
Because he's a real God.
Peace, God.
Peace, God. So he's saying bye to God, or is he saying bye to himself? We don't know. We'll never know. The album artwork features Sonic the Hedgehog in a lab coat and a Russian hat spray painting a wall. And this is art by West Side Gun himself.
Did West Side Gun make this on Microsoft Art?
It actually looks like he maybe spray painted it for real in his backyard.
They took a picture.
Sonic does have Tim's on, so that actually increases his speed.
He's dead ass for
Dude,
sure.
Is that Sonic the Hedgehog in a lab coat with Timberlands on? Smoking a blunt?
I don't know. This is definitely
that's big Meechie Grace.
I was
what
hyped
are you
for
about?
This. Like I had the post saved how West Side Gun was gonna release his album last night, and I seen the album art and like I'm looking at the title. It's like so simple. Like I should just get it, you know? But I don't.
You should get why the title is the title.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, West Side Gun has always been about the art first.
Yeah.
Like, we're talking about a guy who wears, like, bedazzled high-heeled Jordans with Balenciaga and a Bape hoodie, the one that zips up. Like, this guy is he's an objectively weird guy. And he's, like, 48.
Yeah, true that.
He's a grown-ass man.
I thought he was the youngest.
I don't know if he's the youngest. I would say Benny's probably the youngest.
I thought Bonway was.
Well, one of us is wrong. Yeah.
But I'm not wrong.
Right.
Okay.
You're also not long.
God damn.
From top to bottom, you're not long, right?
From business end to start, right?
You are the business end.
Oh, shit.
Peace Fly God is West Side Gun. He's bringing up in similar fashion to how he has elevated Boldy James, a.k.a. Moldy Lames, and Rome Streets, a.k.a.
Dome Meats.
Dome Meats. He's now elevating. He's turned his focus to Stove God Cooks, who we at the podcast have learned to love, and also a new guy we never knew, Estee Knack. I've never heard of Estee Knack.
More like Nasty Whack.
But we have Estee Knack, Stove God Cooks, and West Side Gun. Production on here by Conductor Williams. Derringer, a Griselda staple, Derringer.
And Don Carrera.
Yeah.
Don Carrera slaps too.
Now this is a 10-track long, 33-minute long album. Only 9 of those are songs. First thing's called Peace Fly God. It's more of like a spoken word introduction.
It's a poem.
Now, but you see the first song though, nothing's in quotation there. Fly God is just one word. And that's like his alias.
I know that Fly God is his alias because he's put out like a bunch of different projects.
Hold on. Let's just say we're giving West Side Gun too much credit. Okay. And it's just the way it is.
Okay.
You think he was just like,
that motherfucker
put quotations in Fly.
That motherfucker drew Sonic the Hedgehog with Tim's and a Russian hat on. You really don't think he might have just been, fuck these motherfuckers, I'm going to do whatever I want?
Bro, I think we could probably think about it a long time and come up with something.
And then how heated would you be if we got him on Zoom? And he's like, there's nothing behind it, yo. Hey, yo. And then hung up on
it's
us.
It's just,
you
know, Sonic the Hedgehog.
You know what's funny?
Tim's with a lab coat.
I think Jake and I are the only ones who really did a deep dive into Drake's recently new album.
Yeah, I didn't even listen to it.
Not just you, but like anybody.
It probably really didn't resonate like that with anybody. I don't think anybody really listened to it. Like,
well, that's the one
specifically
thing
for the lyrics. Like, everybody was just so dumbfounded by the fact that
Drake dropped,
went fucking Tiesto on our ass.
Yeah,
I feel like that's the one thing, especially you guys do on the podcast, is it's not just rap and listening. It's a deep dive, trying to figure out the other meanings behind the shit.
Well,
what I'm saying here, usually how we do it, I don't think it's that deep.
Yeah, well, that my point being, following with what I was saying before, is that I think maybe we are thinking about it way too deep. I think maybe you're right. Maybe he just said, you know, fuck it, Fly God.
I'm stumped. I am stumped.
Well, let's get in.
Talk about the music.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
So, like I said, Peace Fly God, first track, is a poem in the words of Bobby.
Mm-hmm.
Next one's called Jesus Crack. Now,
he's always coming up with like the crazy names.
Like, I like the Ritz Barlton.
Ritz
Barlton. That was my favorite one.
Jesus Crack, there's a lyric by Stove God. So I'm like, the point of him saying Jesus Crack is like, God loves us because he gave us crack. Is that, like, I don't get that. Because,
well,
I'm white.
Yeah, well, yeah, because you're not just white. Like, you are mayonnaise on top of cream cheese white.
Do you think he's saying, that sounds fine. Is he saying that because, like, I'm going to go real deep on your asses.
Okay,
I'm ready for dude.
Okay. That would, hold on. Pause.
So let's start at slavery, dude.
Wait.
I'm going to go real deep in on your asses.
Oh.
Pause.
Let's take that clip. I'm going to take that clip specifically, make it 4 seconds, and post that on the Instagram page.
Look, let's start at slavery, okay?
Okay.
Slavery was bad, right?
Okay.
Now, when slavery was over, that was a good thing.
Yeah.
But it didn't end there. But wait, there's more. For the rest of time in American history, people of African descent were put in marginalized positions in culture. Now, that's called systematic oppression, baby. And the whites are really good at it.
Right.
So that's been happening since slavery. Now, I'm going to go ahead and fast forward a couple years, all the way to the crack epidemic in the Ronald Reagan years.
Can you take a pause real quick?
In the 80s.
All right, I'm going to need you to make this clip. I'm going to go real deep in on your asses, and then the next clip, slavery. And then just post that.
Just cancel. Call my boss, dude. Put that in an email.
I'm going to need to call your accountant, because
I'm coming up with a theory, dude.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, now I started at slavery. Now we're at the crack epidemic. 80s. Now there's a lot of stuff that happened in between there. But you got to admit that slavery had something to do with the war on drugs. Now, if you want to learn more about that, go learn more about that. But my point being is, the African-American population was disenfranchised.
Why are you talking like David Attenborough?
Because, boy, I'm on my back.
Okay, continue.
Let me continue. Now, crack, right? Bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
It killed a lot of people, got a lot of people addicted, but it also provided an avenue of making money for
a
lot
of
people.
Too. Yeah.
Crack babies, crack cocaine, crack
basketball.
Basketball, cracked concrete, like just crack all over the place. Mm-hmm. My point being, do you think he said he's thanking God for crack? Is it ironic or is it thank you for providing us crack dealers with a way to make it out of the hood? That's all I'm saying. Now, I started at slavery.
Maybe.
Did I go back too far?
I'm stumped.
No, no, because you had to give some context to what you were... Like, you couldn't have just let off of slavery and, like, said about crack babies and shit. You had to preface it started with when we brought all these Africans over to
America.
Pretty
much, I think your point being is that using oppression to your best abilities to get up in the world.
Was crack a blessing?
I think if we didn't have crack...
It was a cheap drug... That was easy to buy in the hood or in, oh, sorry, it was a cheap drug that was easy to buy in their neighborhoods. And it was supplied to them also by
the government.
The government to, I don't know, to help fund
the
war on
drugs.
Do
whatever the fuck you wanted with it. They didn't care.
Then people figured out how to make crack rock and make a little product into a huge product and sell it for even fucking cheaper. So people were just making millions of dollars.
Yeah. I mean, it's horrible because. It's horrible, right? Because I almost don't even believe what I'm suggesting here, because it cannot be a blessing that the government intentionally introduced crack into the
just to fund a war.
The black, well, it was that, but it was also because
it wasn't to fund the
people
war.
People argue
some of it was.
I mean, the government didn't make any money off of that. The government made money off of cocaine, taking it from Mexico, but that's a different story. Right. Crack was introduced to black neighborhoods in particular. To basically get people hooked on drugs, and then they introduced really stringent crime laws to get those people with a little bit of crack, which was given to them by the fucking government, and put them in jail. Mm-hmm. That's why the crack. That's why the war on drugs happened.
Yeah,
I mean it's all tied together.
Like that dude, Highway Rick Ross.
Huh?
He was the one that was selling the shit.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And he
was
a legitimate drug dealer that thought he was dealing with legitimate drug dealers who were actually just FBI agents, pretty much. That were pretty much just giving him a pass to do illegal shit
to
and
catch
he
people.
Never got fucking in trouble.
So the point was like, it was almost like they put out little pieces of cheese, dude.
Right.
And if there's a piece of cheese on the ground, I'm going to eat it.
They put cheese and then they slid the mouse trap underneath.
And then bang, dude. Wow, that was great.
Yeah.
Wazoo, but we're for the people.
What I was going to say was if it wasn't for crack, I'm sure the ghettos would have found something else to like sell and gotten out in a different way.
Sure.
But I think because crack was given to from the people who wanted to see them fail, I think that's why it was a blessing, because they took something negative,
turned it into a positive.
It affected everybody's lives in a negative way, they turned it into a positive somehow just to get out of where they were.
It's interesting. Even if that's not what he was getting at, that's an interesting topic just to talk about, like the opposite side of how you can perceive the crack epidemic. Pretty crazy.
It is crazy.
I wonder
how it would have been if we lived in the 80s.
Terrible.
Well, we would have been in the suburbs, so we wouldn't have really seen it.
We would have seen some of it.
I mean, maybe a little bit, but I mean, we would have been still in the suburbs of Wilmington. We still would have been separated from it a little bit.
From what my parents tell me back in the day, I don't think
crack
we would have saw
fire.
Any of that shit.
I don't think so.
We literally just followed the same path our parents did in the 80s. We would have been fine.
Right. We would have had a completely different life, granted, but I don't think that it would
have
touched us.
They'll probably be retired right now.
Either way, just because of who we are, where we grew up, the amount of money we have, all that shit, we would have been like protected from it. Next song, it's Rick Barleton. Now,
I think my favorite song.
That was my favorite track.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because the name.
Just the name.
The name itself.
Not the actual rap.
Solid. Then I really like that.
Did
like,
you think of Barleton from Fresh Prince?
No, I thought of the fact that it's the Ritz-Carlton, but since he's a blood, he said Barleton because he can't say C's.
Now, you know his name wasn't Barleton in the Fresh Prince, right?
It's Carlton.
It was Carlton.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just making sure because you said Barleton from Fresh Prince.
No, I know. I know his name is Carlton, but I'm saying it's Barleton because of the name, and I know how he likes to change names up, and they think it's
he
funny.
He does like that.
I mean, we all like that.
Right.
I like that.
He
that's
loves
why,
that.
Like, one of, that's one of my favorite songs on here.
Good correction.
But
he played the beat.
I can. If you're listening to the podcast, you won't hear it. Now my entire computer's freezing up. You won't hear it if you're listening to the podcast, but you can watch us react.
Now, you should work on your neck being frozen up rather than your computer.
I like that distorted video game type beat.
just his beats are, I don't know, bro. Like,
they're very, if I didn't like West Side Gun so much, I would say the beat's trash.
It's just a different.
So he carries for you.
Sort of. It's more or less like he just does so much experimentation, like without like a drum beat or like without like the piano sometimes. Like sometimes it's just. And he just raps on a drum beat. Other times he's rapping on this strange piano and like some synthesizers.
Like some distorted ass piano.
Other times he's doing like. Just like these weird introductions, like Peace Fly God, and then he goes down to like Derek, what is that, Bowman?
Derek Bowman.
Yeah, he does like, I don't know, just like all his instrumentals, I feel like he's trying to make each beat stand out in like a completely so obscure way.
That's a good point, because it's not the actual cadence
right
that stands out, because they're all the same. But it's the other small aspects of the instrumental that stand out.
Yeah.
That's what all these guys are famous for, though, is Conductor Williams and Derringer and then Alchemist. Mm. All these guys who make these real simple beat structure, but they put this really elaborate ambiance behind it. Like this, the like ghostly piano or like, sounds like, you know, Eddie Murphy from The Haunted Mansion. Just
right.
Like going to town. My favorite song on the album was Danhausen, which I guess Don is the Housen. Name of a wrestler.
See, I from here, that. I can't read that. I thought it said Deshaun.
Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
My favorite. Like,
cool. My song. Favorite quarterback.
I'll play this too, just so y'all can listen to it. I thought this was the best song on the album. Hear that conductor?
Yeah.
But listen to that beat. Sax?
Yeah.
And then this is where West Side actually raps on it.
Yeah. But like you can hear the same drum beat, you know?
I could listen to that over and over
again. And like that, like again, you know, it's like the same, it's the same cadence, but yet you got like that French horn that's gone wah, 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 wah. Like it's on like a different, like it's like on a 3/4 type shit, you know?
No, I don't know. What do you mean?
It's like 1, 2, 3, 1, and the drum beat's going 1, 2, 3, 4. You know what I mean?
On a 4/4 beat, like
four,
a
4/4 animal. He's going 4/4 animal style on the drums.
Yeah.
But when it comes to the French horns, it's on a different beat. So like every 1/6 beat line up.
Nothing matches up.
3/4.
Well, it does. So like when you do triplet. The last triplet lands on one again.
It's like 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, it's like that. So it takes a whole nother bar to get back to square one. That's what triplet is.
And they swing the beat. They swing the snare. Shit is not on beat always. The snare falls a little bit behind. The fucking hi-hat swings all over here a little bit, and he's just fucking kind of sloppy. Like, it's not perfect.
He definitely went to Giovanni's with the cymbals.
It's real sloppy.
A little bit
really
of
sloppy.
Thing, real yeah, fucking sloppy.
Wait. Let me see this. Giovanni's? Oh, my fucking God.
You didn't notice how a sloppy steak shirt on?
How could you not, dude? It's got a fucking big slab of meat with water dumped all over it, dude.
He came in here acting like a goddamn fool, and I just was so distracted, it went right over my head.
Not
well, you are small
for things to go over your head.
I would say if you were 4'11", shit does fly over your
head. Not that hard, no. But,
Favorite tracks?
All in all, yeah, let's summarize this.
I think my Uber Eats is here.
We already did.
I'm in hot seat.
We already did favorite tracks for each. You said it was Ritz Barlton. Ryan's also Ritz Barlton.
I think so. I think that and what was the other one I just said?
Jesus Crack?
No, it was Derek Bowman.
Derek Bowman.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys are pretty good, though, when we do talk about albums and I have a favorite track and then you guys talk about your favorite track. I'm very easily persuaded to start liking shit again.
Yeah.
Because, like, when we did Suicide Boys and you were like, if Self-Destruction was an Olympic event, that was not even on my radar. for favorite songs, and now it's the only one I fucking even listen to on that album.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't listen to Avalon?
No, I'm just saying, like, it was like
you don't listen Bleach, to a new profile
it was, like,
pick?
Bleach, Avalon, and like Life's a Stream. And
you
then...
don't listen to Envy? You don't listen to all the other ones?
You didn't grow past 5'6"?
I'm actually 5'8".
Dude's flexing his Suicide Boy muscles so hard.
Now there's an imposter among us.
Did you like did you like the album?
I liked it, but again, like, you know, West Side Gun, it's like a very what's the term I'm looking for? It's like it's an acquired taste. Like, we know where we've come from and how far we've come from listening to West Side Gun. We know, like, he's doing something extra here, but
How much extra, though?
I'm about to say. It looks like the same.
Extra not in with that effort. It's more or less like extra as in going beyond to make this sound different than Rare Eyes.
So you think it sounds different? What are you going
to
say?
To me, now, don't get me wrong.
I
don't like a bologna and cheese sandwich. But that's what West Side Gun has been making us for a couple years now, is a bologna and cheese. He hasn't even switched the ingredients yet. Mm. I think... every once in a while, and not album-wise, it's just a song that happens to be on the album, he might put a slice of pepper jack, or he might put some mayonnaise on the bottom bun. Other than that, it's always a
bologna and cheese. I think West always puts mayonnaise on the bottom of the bun. Now, hear me out, because West Side is my favorite Griseldian, okay? From day one, when I heard him on 327 with Tyler. Come on now. You know the deal. he does make like the same cadences.
Yeah.
But I do think with this album, it was more or less like he was just trying to go real far out there with like the other instruments that were playing on these beats. Now, I mean, the rapping and like the lyrics, none of that really stood out. Most of the time, it never really does.
He's got a few like somewhat memorable beats, but. You are right. I mean, I think what his strength is that he's really good at selecting instrumentals and beats to create a project. Like, he's very good at picking eclectic sounding beats. He's not picking like fucking, you know, big fat 808s out of Jetsons. You know, Jetson didn't make another one.
Right.
For West
That's
Side
a fact.
Gun.
That's
I think
a fact.
That mm-hmm. WSG. Is coming straight from the junk drawer. You know what I mean? Like, he opens the junk drawer in your kitchen and just goes.
Right. He opens that tin box that your grandma's got with that's labeled as cookies, but there's no cookies.
It's like
originals, a Q-tip, maybe a couple of paper clips.
Yarn.
And he's real good at picking those things out and amalgamating them. Now, big words, right? Keep up.
Wow.
Jesus. You're fucking Jesus.
Combining these things together in a way that is unique. Mm. I'm going to sneeze.
And at that, we will, I guess, end the episode.
I'm blown away.
Baby face, right? Now, I almost blew him away because he's so small, right?
No, it's I held on, though.
Real easy to blow him away.
I gripped, okay?
Your lips grip.
Okay. Well, I think my Uber Eats is actually here now, so.
Hang on, I'm going to play the outro when my mouse stops fucking around. Hang on, I'm getting there. Dude, this is so
Listen,
slow motion.
So, if you guys have lasted this long, congratulations.
Oh, your lips grip, dude.
My name is Shotzu, and my lips grip. Now, you can check us out on Wazoo Podcasts everywhere. You can go on Instagram, at Wazoo Podcast. You can go on anchor.fm/Wazoo Podcast. You can go on Apple or you can go to Spotify. Just check it out at Out the Wazoo, Wazoo Podcast. You can go on our TikTok at Wazoo Podcast. You can go on YouTube. Check out the videos. Like, subscribe, drop the bag, hit a comment. Out the Wazoo.
Dude, look at this fat ass fucking wallet. I'm just kidding. It's so skinny.
That's not mine.
Who's this?
Wow.
That's not mine.
Dude,
oh my God.
You're
fucking.
It's so skinny.
That's
you're,
my other wallet.
Dude, your wallet's on a diet.
It's so I have
skinny.
Your wallet's been drinking nothing
wallets.
But water.
Oh, man. Is this a paint chip or a